the action, the sound, the pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE broadcast of Carmel Varsity Football from Fort Wayne Carroll. We are entering the fourth quarter of play, 12 minutes remaining in this one, 17-0. And, John, something we haven't really been talking about, a lot of these guys playing on both sides of the ball. What do you think the fatigue factor is on them right now?
Oh, I think it's incredible. You got to look at just also your big-name players are also the ones who are playing big-name positions. Okay, first off, we're talking about a guy named Justin Tranquil. He doubles as a cornerback. Drew Tranquil doubles as an outside linebacker. We can go on and on about these guys. A lot of them you're going to see even sub in and out. Fatigue has got to be an issue.
James will take the snap on first down and 10. Give that one off to Shakir Pascal, who storms across the 25-yard line. That'll be about a gain of 7 yards on first down. That's going to set up about a second down and about 4 yards. So gain of 6 is the official call here. James remains in as a quarterback as he is throughout the majority of this evening. 11:34 and counting in this ball game as James will come back out. Three wide, pistol formation set, two out to his right. James will take the snap, stretch play. Shakir Pascal off the left tackle. Tries to storm across and stay in bounds, but Fort Wayne Carroll, a great decision to throw him out of bounds, stop the clock. That'll bring up about a 3rd and 1 coming up for the Carmel Greyhound offense.
It's a big-time stop, Jesse. When you're down 17 points, it's really easy to get in the habit of almost feeling down about yourself and almost going, we're not going to be able to come back. But the Greyhounds have blown a big lead, putting up 24 points. Ben Davis stages that comeback and wins 28-24. It can happen, especially during a regional championship.
And the hard count for the first time this evening for Isaac James is successful, and they do get the encroachment neutral zone infraction penalty to move him up 5 yards and the automatic first down. So Isaac James, that's really kind of been a very underrated part of his game so far in his career. So Isaac James will now line up at the 17-yard line of Fort Wayne Carroll with a fresh set of downs. Open up the playbook. Calling it at the line of scrimmage, goes back. Same formation, three wide pistol, two out to his right. Off that left hash, Isaac James takes the snap. Stretch play once again. Shakir Pascal now storms up through the middle of the field. He'll be brought down across the 13-yard line. Solid gain of about 4 or 5 yards on first down. Second and 5 on the way for the Carmel Greyhounds. Lining up exactly at the 12-yard line off that official spot. 11 minutes and counting in the ball game. Carmel 17-0. Trying to get into an and goal situation. As Isaac James will go back to the line of scrimmage. Something else odd about this game. There have been no first down and goal or any and goal situations this evening, even on the scoring drives for the Carmel Greyhounds. Same formation set. They go exact same play with Shakir Pascal, except now he's passing over the middle into the end zone. And he finds his man, Jason Baldridge, and a passing touchdown from Isaac James, his second of the evening, makes it 23-0 Carmel.
I think that's such an ironic story. You look at the duo that John Lampe and Austin Roberts have had together, and they've both begun to struggle a little later on in this season. Both incredible players, don't get me wrong, but now you're seeing kind of these guys you don't expect Isaac James to throw the ball, but you also don't really expect Jason Baldridge to get some space and get open. And so at the same time, two guys who are really stepping up and almost filling a need that's been there, that's really been the story for the Greyhounds this entire season.
Trying to make it a perfect 4-for-4 on the evening in place kicking is Adam Kramer. It's up and good. 3 extra points and a field goal for Adam Kramer. That'll make it 24-0. And something I want to go back on, that is an option pass there. The play action pass, it's really haven't seen that from the Carmel Greyhounds, especially from Isaac James. That's the first time we've seen that this season. But electing to keep it, roll out to his right, and Jason Baldridge was all by himself in the back of that end zone. Perfect pass from Isaac James. And his arm has really been quite impressive this evening.
Very much so. And now that's, again, the second time he's hit Baldridge for a touchdown. So Baldridge has 7 points. Excuse me. He's got 14 points to his name tonight. Score increases 24-0. But here's what I want to focus on a little bit, is also at the same time, you got to think about defensively, you've got the same scenario. There's a lot of guys who really didn't expect to get a lot of playing time. Jack Conway has been a great example. The guy's got 6 interceptions on the season, doing very well in the tackling game as well. Really come alive, and we didn't expect it. But when you've got the depth that the Carmel Greyhounds do, it's easier for you to bring out very, very talented guys who don't see a lot of the spotlight. Another one of those guys that I kind of want to put a bug in. We've got 10:39 now. The score has increased to 24-0. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the sophomore, Michael Victrup, maybe get a few reps under center.
Adam Kramer is about ready to set the kick this one away from his own 40-yard line back towards Justin Tranquil. Again, like you said, 10:39 remaining in the ballgame. 24-0 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. And this one is away. High spiraling punt. That one will go back into the end zone for the automatic touchback. A little bit of wind at his back this time for Adam Kramer. Going back, you're talking about some of these guys who kind of stepped into these unexpected roles this season. You mentioned Jack Conway. I can kind of relate to Jack Conway. Not the biggest guy in size, but he plays a lot bigger than what the stats show.
And I think it's important now if we want to look, we got to look, take a look at Carroll's schedule a little bit here. On their wins, they've been winning 55-0, 70-15, 55-7, 79-7. They're a big-time offensive unit, and they're one of the two losses was to East Noble. They were only able to score 7 points in the same way. They haven't been able to put any on the board. I think when you're able to shut down that offense, you pretty much shut down the team, but also their chemistry and also their motivation.
Boggs comes back out in a three-wide shotgun set. That one's batted up in the air into the backfield. Incomplete. Noah Burks. How many times have we called his name throughout this tournament? But the sophomore comes up with a great pass deflection, almost in a J.J. Watt-esque play.
He made his name really that first game against Arsenal Tech, was able to get his ball, or excuse me, able to get his hands on the ball two or three times, again on that punt blocking team. And from there, it's just really exploded into a very, very talented player. Just as a sophomore, they've moved him all around the field, making his name special teams, but now he's been playing that Rover position, kind of a defensive end.
Same formation. Boggs looking to pass again, this time over towards the right side. Can't Boggs connect pass, with the halfback, Justin Tranquil. Just like that, it is 3rd and 10 with 10:32 remaining in the ballgame. Trailing by 24, going very aggressive in the passing game. But going back to Noah Burks there, they try to teach these guys a lot younger that if you're trying to blitz or you're a defensive tackle or defensive end, and just because you're not going to get to the quarterback doesn't mean you can disrupt, doesn't mean you can't disrupt the play. Throw those arms up in the air, and chances are you're going to get a pass deflection if he's looking in your direction. The Chandler Boggs comes back out in a shotgun set, this time off that left hash on the 3rd and 10. Takes the snap. Blitz coming from the Carmel Greyhounds. Just able to avert. He's going to run this one himself up the middle. Barreling through a couple tacklers. Brought down from behind. And that's going to set up a 4th and about 8. And it looks like the punting unit will come back out on the field for the Chargers in a hurry here. Ryan Sondels, credit him with the chase down there. 10:07 and counting in the ball game. 24-0 again is your score. Baldwin and Baldridge back deep to return, standing about their own 40-yard line. Carmel Greyhounds looking to get some pretty good field position out of the deal. Baden Lee standing back at about his own 7-yard line. Fields this one cleanly and will punt this one away to about midfield. Baldridge will come up with it, trying to return this one. Heads down the right sideline. He's going to be spun out of bounds at about the Carroll 45-yard line. So about a 15-yard return there for Jason Baldridge. And already deep into Carroll territory are the Carmel Greyhounds.
But what a breakout game for Jason Baldridge. Coming in on this season, he's got 8 receptions, 136 yards, about 17 yards a catch. And again, he's got that touchdown before, 48 yards, but now comes into this ball game. He's got 2 touchdowns under his belt, about 7 receptions. He's doing a great job. Special teams returning the ball. Again, making something out of nothing, getting about a 20-yard return right there. Really impressed. I'm very, very impressed at what he's done tonight and how he's been able to step up when guys like Austin Roberts are struggling.
Baldridge, a senior wide receiver, standing at 5'6", 165 pounds, has done a very good job this evening as the Carmel offense comes back out on the field with John Lampe as the quarterback, looking deep down the field for Roberts in the end zone, just out of the reach of his outstretched hands there. Had the right idea. That's going to bring up 2nd down and 10, and Lampe coming back out on the field and taking a quick shot for the end zone.
I like the tenacity, too, of the Greyhounds. Again, 9 minutes here in this fourth quarter, still trying to score points, still trying to increase that lead. They're very aware that the game is not over until it's over, until that final second runs off of the clock. But again, credit John Lampe for taking a shot downfield.
Tobias Watkins checks in as the tailback, lined up behind Lampe in the pistol formation. He receives the handoff, has some room up the middle, spins around. He'll be brought down close to the 30-yard line at about the 31. A solid gain there of about 7 yards for Tobias Watkins, his 2nd carry of the evening. 9:21 and counting remaining here in the ball game. Third and five coming up for the Carmel Greyhounds, who are leading 24-0. Lampy remains out on the field as the quarterback of this team. The senior Lampy looking over towards the sideline in no hurry at all whatsoever. They still have 14 seconds left on that play clock, and they're going to try to use as much of it as they can. Looks like Jalen Walker also checking into the ball game. A freshman. He's a tailback, and it looks like we have a timeout now from the Carmel Greyhounds. They were not going to get that playoff in time, but instead, burning the timeout, electing to take as much time off the clock as they can. 8:51 and counting left in this ballgame. 24-0 is your score.
I have had the opportunity to sit down and call a few of that freshman team's games with Jalen Walker, a very, very, very talented player. I'm so impressed by him and just what I've seen. A kid who's got a lot of potential shows a lot of growth as well. And I think that they're already keying in on him. He's got a ton of speed, and there's a difference between Jalen Walker and some of these other running backs you've seen come through the program. You've seen, you're talking about the Shakir Pascals and the Jalen Duncans of last year. Some of those guys that you look at are even the Hobbs brothers, for instance, and these big, thick, solid guys like Chris Perkins, and they're able to pound the ball up and really make some things happen. Walker, much more of a speed back, much more of a guy who can beat you in the open, which is something the Greyhounds really haven't had.
Lampy will come back out. Three wide pistol formation set. Move the tight end Becker over towards that left side. Takes a snap, the handoff now. This one looks like to be Tobias Watkins once again. And Watkins tries to get to about the 25-yard line. Going to be awfully close to that first down marker. It will depend on the spot. They're going to signal a fourth down here. Ball has not been set yet, but still 8:33 and counting left in this ball game. Fourth and one coming up for the 24-0 lead.
You've got to give credit to number 10, Alex Barkas. He's done a nice job. Again, the safety, but has really played a crucial role in stopping the run. Again, you saw a nice play. So big-time fourth down here. And maybe even look to see Barkas come up again and make another stop.
Lampy comes back out. Same formation from the 27-yard line of Fort Wayne Carroll. The handoff, except the fake now, rolling out to his right. Lampy looks to pass, finds his man. Let's see, will they give him the reception? They will. Austin Roberts on the reception, and he'll be brought down at the 21-yard line. That'll stop the clock at 8:04. High school rules, with each first down and moving of the chains, the clock stops until the ball is set. So again, 24-0 is your score, and a fresh set of downs for John Lampy, who has his first pass completion of the evening. Lining up, trying to get into that red zone of Fort Wayne Carroll. Tobias Watkins will still remain in the game as the tailback. Baldwin and Baldridge will line up over towards that left. Roberts lining up to that right side. Three wide pistol formation set off the right hash again for Lampy. He takes the snap, hands that one off. Tobias Watkins has some room to run off the left tackle. He's going to run right into a couple defenders there. And be brought down at the 17-yard line. Gain of 4, second and 6 on the way.
Good tackle there by Connor. We've called his name a few times tonight, the inside linebacker. Again, 69 tackles, leads the team.
Second down and 7.
But a nice job of shooting the gap there, as you kind of saw Tobias Watkins get a little caught up there on the left side.
Lampy looking over towards that sideline. They still have 16 seconds and counting left on that play clock. No sense of urgency for the Carmel Greyhounds, as the clock continues to tick away, approaching 7 minutes remaining in the ball game. Second and 7, same formation set for Lampy as they put Becker in motion now on the right side. Get a couple guys to jump on the hard count. Let's see who they're going to call this one on, who moved first. Way over on that right side of the field. And that one looks to be against Austin Roberts off the false start penalty. That'll move him back 5 yards, second and 12 on the way. Stops the clock at 6:57. So moving it back now, John Lampy remaining in the game as the quarterback for the team is Roberts. Looks to go over towards that sideline now, take a little bit of a rest. 6:53 and counting now as the clock starts once again. Lined up at the 23-yard line of Fort Wayne Carroll off that left hash. John Lampy comes back out in a four-wide shotgun set, three out to his right. Lampy takes the snap, has time to throw, looking towards the end zone once again, into the end zone. Can't connect it with his man. That one was Roberts. And that will bring up third and 12. And that's two shots we've seen from John Lampy sail out of the back of the end zone.
Lampy's pass incomplete.
24-0 again remains your score. 6:37 remaining in the ball game for John Lampy. and the Carmel Greyhounds.
If I'm Lampy, I'm keying in over on Jason Baldridge on the left side of the field. He's been played the entire game by number 20, Blake Schumacher. Schumacher's got two interceptions, but he's been beat by Baldridge quite a few times tonight. If I'm Lampy, I'm scanning that field for Baldridge.
Same formation set here, four wide shotgun, three out to his right. Lampy takes a snap, blitz coming, trying to get it over towards Roberts. He drops that one, and that's going to bring up fourth down and 12. And John, what's the play call here? You don't want to run up the score and bring out Adam Kramer to try to tack on some points, but fourth down and 12. Are you going to go conservative and give the ball back to Fort Wayne Carroll?
I think I would do what the offense is doing right here. You know, it sounds like you're running up the score here, but it's smarter to take that shot down the field. Adam Kramer's a sure field goal. I think it's a good thing for you to take a little bit of a risk here and maybe even give the momentum back to Fort Wayne Carroll, obviously unintentionally.
Same formation set. He's looking to pass. He's going to have to step up. Running this one this time, John Lampy heads over towards the sideline now in the middle of the field. He'll be brought down across the 10-yard line. John Lampy showing off the legs a little bit. We've seen Isaac James show off the arms. So now we're going to see John Lampy show off the legs a little bit. He picks up the first down, a gain of about 16 yards. A very impressive run and a great decision made there by the senior quarterback. That keeps the clock running now with the ball set at 6:22. As he stays inbounds, picks up the first down, and keeps his offense out there on the field. Great veteran move.
Well, the misconception is that John Lampy can't run the ball. Folks, remember that he's got three rushing touchdowns this season. He's done a nice job when he has to. He's a pretty good scrambling quarterback as well.
Three wide pistol formation set, two out to his left for Lampy. Handoff, Tobias Watkins up the middle. Watkins trying to get himself into the end zone. It's going to be close. And there's the official signal. Tobias Watkins with his second rushing touchdown of the tournament makes it 30-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Congratulations, Tobias Watkins. Kramer will come back out to try to tack on the extra point to make it 31-0.
And that'll do it right there. That's a nail in the coffin there, unfortunately, for the Chargers. 31 points in 6 minutes is going to be hard to come by. They're going to need quite a few miracles. But at the same time, this is a great opportunity for you to get your confidence up,
Kramer,
keep going. I mean, even if all else fails, try not to get shut out, put some points on the board, be able to walk away with a little bit of some dignity there.
The hold is good, the kick is up, and the kick is also good. A perfect 5-for-5 night place kicking for Adam Kramer as he makes it 31-0 with 5:57 remaining here in the ball game. We'll be right back.
The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Big shout out there to the voiceover guy, my father, Lonnie Perkins. He's done such a nice job for us. But he was getting a little ambitious cutting you off, Jesse. I know you're getting ready for your big windup there. But nonetheless, folks, 31-0 in favor of the Greyhounds. 5:57 left in the ballgame. Set it up for you real quick. This ball is going to be placed at the 40-yard line. That is the staple for every kickoff here, and Adam Kramer is going to have his shot. He's done a nice job tonight. Comes into the game with about 30 touchbacks.
Going to try to tack on one more here.
I will go ahead and give
before
it to
the
you.
Night is our.
Go ahead. You got it.
31-0 is your score. 5:57 remaining here. In the last quarter of the football game, Kramer kicks this one away. That one going back towards the end zone. He does tack on another touchback as Justin Tranquil has nowhere to go. That will start him at the 20-yard line.
So for the Chargers here, I think what you got to do, just take a shot down the field. Like we said before, they really haven't taken that risk, aired the ball out. It's one thing to pass the ball, but it's another to take the shot. And I think they've got to really air it out. You've got a guy like Boggs who's done a nice job so far, but really does have a great arm. You're talking about a guy who's he's got a touchdown pass for 79 yards this season. So he's definitely got the arm to do it. I think I'd love to see him do it as well. And if his shots don't open up, if there's good coverage, of course we've been seeing it so far. Zach Edgar and Kyle Myers have been doing a nice job getting over open over the middle. It's a nice dump there to them.
So Boggs comes back out. Three wide shotgun set, two out to his right with McCray in the backfield as the tailback. He takes a snap, has time to throw. Now pressure coming, looking over the middle. That one's going to be intercepted by the Carmel Greyhounds. They'll be taking this one back. Let's see, he's going to make this one all the way, trying to get into the end zone. Depends on the call. And he's going to be out of bounds at the 1 yard line. An incredible move right there by this Carmel Greyhounds defense. And that is number 27, Phil Dugdale, the senior coming in with his first interception of the game. and giving his offense the ball on the one-inch line.
We saw Doug Dale last game against Fishers got a little bit of playing time as well, knocked down a pass and got in on a tackle.
So big moment there for the senior Doug Dale. Haven't seen too much of him except outside of the special teams play there, but coming in off the deflection, off the hands of the wide receiver, that one was intended for, that one looked like number 81 for Carroll. Able to get it now on the one-inch line. Isaac James comes back out, it looks like, as a quarterback of the football team. He takes a snap. That's actually Michael Victrup in as the quarterback. The tailback, Watkins, is going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. So welcome to the ballgame, Michael Victrup, number 12, the sophomore. John, I know you're a big fan of Michael Victrup. A lot of promise, a lot of talent, but very raw talent, trying to develop him, getting him some valuable game reps here in the regional football game. So Victrup comes back out. Abiqua will check in as the tailback, WHJE's own. Josh Abiqua, the program director here. A three-wide pistol formation set as Victrup goes stretch play to Abiqua. Abiqua trying to dance back to the middle of the field. He's going to lose a couple of yards there on the carry. Be brought down at about the 9-yard line. So third and goal at the 9-yard line. Michael Victrup will go back into the huddle.
Nice tackle there by the field. Got the best of Josh Abiqua with this grass field. Has caused a lot of problems, but slowly and surely these Gorgons have gotten a little bit of adjustment to these conditions. Again, getting even more chilly. We're down to the low 30s. So again, for Michael Victrup, looking to see if maybe he can air it out a little bit. He's very talented, but of course, the only thing he's really lacking is experience. He's played about two ball games. He's getting his third tonight.
From the pistol formation, set three wide. He's going to fake the handoff, looking to pass this time. Victrup looking into the end zone, and that one is going to be a touchdown for the Cromwell Greyhounds, and Michael Victrup has his first varsity touchdown pass right there. Very impressive job off the roll, throwing across his body. And Cromwell tacks onto the lead, 37-0. Great job there, Michael Victrup. Very proud moment for him as a sophomore. Comes in, first varsity touchdown pass, and nonetheless in the regional football game on the road. 37-0 Cromwell. They're going to try to tack on some more points with the extra point.
Give credit to a Jake Herr, tight end coming in, doing a nice job. Battled some injuries, but has done a great job so far to get back into the game, really kind of develop as a player. And, Jesse, they have so much youth that is just blossoming and waiting for opportunities. Guys like Jake Herr, guys like Michael Victor, Tobias Watkins, all these different guys who we've gotten the privilege of covering them last year as JV announcers and now are getting to see them play a little bit tonight. It really is neat. Score increases 38-0. 4 minutes and 22 seconds here left in the ballgame.
And one of those guys, Jake Herr, is one of the great guys on this football team. You're not going to hear his name too much throughout the broadcast, but he shows up every day, works hard, goes in, day out, 5-9 kind of guy. Great to see that duo, and possibly next year you might see that working into account a little bit more, receiving tight end Jake Herr, and of course Michael Victrup, considered to be many the quarterback of the future of this program. So with 4:22 remaining in the ballgame, this one looks to be about wrapped up for the Cromwell Greyhounds as Kramer comes back out, tacking on that extra point, 38-0. Again, remains your score as he's going to kick this one away. This one's up and away from his own 40-yard line. A booming kick from Adam Kramer into the back of the end zone. That'll be the automatic touchback. That's his fourth of the evening. So Carroll will come back out at the 20-yard line.
Let me throw some numbers at you. First, Tobias Watkins coming into this ballgame, 14 rushes for 78 yards. Michael Victor's done a nice job as well. He's gotten 16 rushes for 33 yards. But in the passing game, that was his fourth opportunity to throw the ball. It comes in with 39 yards. But, folks, the big stat that makes a heck of a difference is that touchdown. Michael Victor getting his first touchdown of his varsity career, and I'm sure many more to come in the future.
Going to get a couple quick score updates to you right now. Penn, at last check in the third quarter, was up 20-0 against Lake Central. The winner of this football game will be traveling to the winner, and that looks like to be Carmel right now. So it looks like Penn and Carmel looks to be the matchup at the moment, unless Lake Central can mount a comeback. Some other scores around. Warren Central leads Pike 14-7 early in the third quarter. Second down and 12 coming up now for Fort Wayne Carroll as Boggs lines up in the wing T formation to handoff. This one, once again, that one's going to number two, Drew Tranquil. First time we've really seen him carry the football since the first half. We've seen a lot of Justin Tranquil out of the backfield, more Drew Tranquil in the receiver slots.
Going back to some of those ball games, I'm sure the Greyhounds, as it looks like they're going to move on here, would much rather see Warren Central pull out the win against Pike. Pike, a very talented team. They're looking for some serious revenge. Warren, much more of a balanced attack. This throw is completed out to the left side of the field from Boggs. A nice throw. Looked like it was lobbed up a little bit, but that's to a receiver we haven't gotten to call his name much, number 12, Tyler Wickenjohn. And he actually leads the team 477 yards, but he hasn't gotten his hand on the ball all night. So nice job, nice throw out there to the left side of the field.
It looks like we have an injured Charger down on the football field, so everybody is going to get down on a knee on both sidelines. 3:18 remaining here in the ballgame, 38-0. And right now all signs are pointing to the Carmel Greyhounds going to the semi-state championship.
So this is something we need to talk about here. The winner of the Lake Central Penn game, it looks like it might be Penn. Penn's got that nice lead out on Central. Will face either Carmel or Carroll, in this case Carmel. We'll be facetious for the moment. So it looks like the matchup might be Carmel and Penn. Again, folks, if you remember, back to the last state championship that the Greyhounds won in 2011, it was against Penn. A massive shutout victory for the Greyhounds. Big-time game. The Greyhounds walk out with that state championship. So Penn looking for a little bit of some revenge maybe under their seat. The winner of that semi-state ball game will go to the championship, and that semi-state game will be played at Carmel Stadium for sure.
Coming back onto the field now after that injury timeout, Boggs takes a snap and is rolling out to the right side of the field. Finds his man. That's Edgar once again. Edgar with his sixth reception of the ball game will be pushed out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. So trying to get some offensive momentum before the end of this one. Another quick score update on that right side of the bracket. Center Grove leads Southport 35-14 with just under a minute to go there in the third quarter. So it looks like the winner of Pike Warren Central is going to be taking on Center Grove. Clock stops here at 3:07 as Boggs takes the snap. He's looking to pass once again over towards that right side of the field. The ball carrier is going to be wrapped up at about the 48-yard line. That is Kyle Mallers, only a sophomore. He's shown a lot of talent and promise throughout the season. So two more years of Kyle Mallers here coming up for the Fort Wayne Carroll Chargers. That'll be enough for the first down. Clock stops here at 2:59.
But Jess, this is something that's baffled me, is a lot of times we see these teams run these two-minute drills, and they do such a nice job, and I wonder why they don't do it in the entire game. Doing a good job of getting it out to Edgar and Mallers. Both his guys needs to hit to spread things open.
Boggs looks over, tries to find Mallers again, finds him. He's going to be wrapped up and thrown out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. So two consecutive receptions there by Mallers, his third of the evening. Stops the clock at 2:46. Some other guys getting some playing time here, including 34, Justin Grant, the defensive back, a senior. Getting a lot of these seniors some playing time here in a regional football game. Second and two on the way now for Fort Wayne Carroll, wing T formation. And we're going to get some movement over there. That one is going to be Tranquil once again. That's Drew Tranquil off the false start, lining up as a receiver off the left side of the field. That'll back him up to about a second and seven. This time looks like to be at the 49-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds.
Jesse, I think it's also good to go back to this bracket for just a second and take a look at the caliber of teams who are going to be playing, particularly in this Final Four. You've got Pike and Warren Central, both teams in the MIC Conference. You've got Center Grove, who's got the lead on Southport. If they're able to pull out the victory, another MIC team. And, of course, Carmel, another MIC team. Three out of four teams in that very tough MIC Conference.
Looking to pass once again. Boggs looks over, finds Edgar. Edgar slips at about the 46-yard line. That'll bring up about a third and four as the clock continues to tick away here. 2.5 minutes and counting. Third and, again, about 5 yards now will be the official spot at about the 47. So here comes Boggs once again. Three wide pistol formation set. Rolling out to his right, finds Edgar. Edgar trying to storm upfield. He has enough for the first down, it would appear, initially at about the 41-yard line. That'll move the chains for Fort Wayne Carroll, trailing 38-0, trying to get some points on the board before the end of this ballgame. Again, another quick score update. Getting late into the third quarter now. Penn punting the ball away to Lake Central, and they still have the 20-0 lead. So Boggs will line this one up. From the pistol formation set, he takes the snap, looking deep down the left side of the field for his man. That one's going to be a pass breakup. by the cornerbacks of the Carmel Greyhounds, and that's going to bring up about third down and 10.
Big thank you to the Pennant, again, the Pike High School newspaper, keeping us updated with these live Twitter updates. Very helpful there, and Penn beginning to maybe sense a little bit of some chaos offensively, giving the ball back to, again, Lake Central.
This one's going to be batted at the line of scrimmage. So incomplete pass there on what is now going to be third down and 10 on the way. Pass deflection made by Brandon Todd, another senior inside linebacker, trying to get some of these guys' names out right here as Todd will go back to the line of scrimmage for third down and 10. Exactly 2 minutes remaining in the ball game. They will come back out, three wide pistol formation set, two out to his left. Boggs takes the snap, blitz coming, steps up with a strong throw and a great catch there made by Tranquil. That's Drew Tranquil. He's going to be brought down there by number 34, Justin Grant, the defensive back. That'll be enough for another first down. The offense is really moving on this drive.
Another player to note, nose guard substitution. We saw Vic Rowe move out. We've been seeing Andrew Ten, another senior, rotate in a little bit there.
So Boggs comes back out. Same formation set from this time off the right hash. He's looking to pass. Pump fake now rolls out to his right. Under pressure now trying to get that one away. And that one, he just has to throw that one away in the area of Tranquil.
Again, another thing we've talked about before, Boggs having a tough time of scanning that field. He did have number 12, Tyler Winkeljohn, wide open on the left side of the field. Had some space with the cornerback. Might have been able to chuck it out there and get that touchdown.
Another quick score update here. Pike retakes the lead 21-14 against Warren Central in the middle of the fourth quarter. So a great game going on down there in Indianapolis.
Another great quarterback too, Jeffrey George, who is a high prospect, has been shopping himself around in the likes of the Louisville Cardinals as well. Son of course, pro legend Jeff George.
That one's going to be an incomplete pass there on second down and 10. That one was intended for, it looked like, Tranquil. Once again, Drew Tranquil not able to come up with it. It looks like they're going to move this one up. He actually was able to come up with that reception. A very impressive catch. The initial showing was that it was incomplete, but after discussing it, he did come up with the catch. Clock continuing to tick away, a minute 18 and counting. Third down and 3. A handoff to Tranquil. Justin Tranquil now. He's going to stay in bounds, but he's going to spin around to about the 13-yard line. That's enough for the first down. That'll stop the clock at a minute 14.
Granted, although this Charger offense is really starting to move the ball, and although they're doing it against kind of the second team for the Greyhounds, it baffles me as to why they weren't passing the ball or airing it out earlier on in this ballgame. A lot of these teams try to play the chess match, when in reality you just need that one jump start pass or run to really break things open.
That one going into the end zone. That one's going to be a touchdown reception by Drew Tranquil, and that'll put Fort Wayne Carroll onto the board, 6-38. That's got to be a great feeling for them, especially for Tranquil, coming out at what could be his last game as a Fort Wayne Carroll Charger. He's able to come up with a touchdown reception with a minute one remaining in the ballgame. Great drive led there by Chandler Boggs. So passing game on point, able to drive down the field, 80-yard drive. Took off about 2.5 to 3 minutes off the clock. And we're going to see Vaden Lee line up for his first extra point attempt of the evening. The hold is good. The kick is up. And the kick will also be good. That'll put up 7 points for Fort Wayne Carroll to make it 38-7.
So Drew Tranquil's career is obviously not over. Again, shopping around the likes of Notre Dame and Purdue, and again, his brother getting offered Purdue this week, actually. So both of those guys obviously have football later on in their careers. Looking forward to that. And a very solid player. I've been so impressed with him. Again, coming in, really making some headway when it comes to the rushing. A lot of people watching out for his attack on the ground, but was able to adapt to the situation. Nothing was happening. Gave it off to his brother. His brother did a nice job up the middle, and he decided to stick to that receiving game. Again, another score update here, more like a play update. Pike's got an interception here thanks to Craig Dragish, one of Carmel High School's own, but punts the ball right back to Warren Central. So Warren's ball on their 33. They're trailing 21-14 with 6:20 left in the game. That's a great game, folks. If you've got the opportunity to tune into that, be sure to do that as well and maybe catch the tail end of that ball game. We looks like we're pretty well wrapped up here, 38-7 in favor of the Greyhounds. about a minute remaining in this ball game, and the Greyhounds are going to receive the ball back.
Looking to kick this one off. Baden Lee once again, who's done a pretty good job in a punt game so far tonight. Again, like you said, a minute and one remaining. Cromwell Greyhounds playing very conservative, bunching up. A lot of the hands team with the likes of Jake Hur and company up front. And Lee is going to kick this one away. That one's going to bounce at about the 22-yard line and will be received by one of the Cromwell Greyhounds. He's going to stumble trying to get his way to the outside. Has some open space now. Landon Sinnott is going to be gone and away. He's going to be at the 40-yard line, still moving on his feet. Moving forward, penalty flags fly, but Landon Sinnott is going to be brought down at about the 34-yard line, and kind of an unexpected turn of events there. Penalty markers down at about the, looks like the 34. Landon Sinnott was a very solid return. Let's see what the penalty call is. That one will be a legal block in the back against the Cromwell Greyhounds, so will be coming back a little bit of ways, but nonetheless, a great job there. Landon Sinnott is getting his hands on the football for the first time this evening and showing what he can do with it.
Well, the Cromwell Greyhounds might be cooling down a little bit. Landon Sinnott's ramping it up, saying, hey, you give me a few minutes, I'm going to make something happen. Again, like you said, Jesse, nice job on the return, but obviously the Greyhounds coming out here, maybe be able to get one runoff here before they're able to take that victory formation, but pretty much well wrapped up. And we're actually going to see Michael Victrop come out here now. Under center, they're going to play kind of an ace back formation. Again, two to the right and one to the left.
Victrop is going to go ahead and just take the knee. Not in a victory formation, but nonetheless will take the knee here. Looks like they're going to have to do that one more time before the end of this one.
Again, another quick update here. Warren Central on Pike, 17, just under 5 minutes. So, again, that very explosive passing attack of Jeffrey George making some headway. And he's looking to score, obviously, and continue their season. And I'm sure they would love to see another matchup, a big-time Warren Carmel rivalry in that state championship. But, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us here as the clock ticks down. Both teams coming on the field to shake hands. For Jesse Smith, I'm John Perkins in the Greyhound Media Network and WHJE Radio. And thanks to Cam Elliott back in the studio. We're going to send it back to you, Cam. For all of you, be sure to check out the semi-state game at Carmel Stadium next week. We'll have it on 91.3 WHJE. But until then, you're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.